There's a lot in our readings today about humility. We hear it both in the first reading and the gospel. And the message we hear is very much backwards from what we hear in the world about humility, what our culture tells us, what we really want about humility. The world sees humility as something negative. It's something not to be. We don't want to be humbled. We don't want to be humiliated. You know, because the humble don't get ahead. That's the way the world sees it. The humble don't get ahead, and the humble don't get what they want. Again, this is how the world sees it. The scriptures today, however, present a different view. They present humility as something good and beautiful and desirable, something we should seek. As the first reading says, conduct your affairs with humility, and you'll be loved more than a giver of gifts. Our Lord in the Gospel, in this parable of the wedding feast, says, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Beautiful image of what humility is about. Humility is one of the greatest virtues that we can cultivate as Christians, because it directly goes against the worst of the seven deadly sins, pride. Pride is the worst. Humility is the greatest. We are called to practice humility and avoid that pride that can take root in our souls. As our Lord tells us, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. If we allow pride to take over in this life, if we allow it to take root in our souls and take over how we view the world, it will put our eternal life at risk. But if we allow humility to take root in our souls, and we nurture that humility, we allow it to grow, we do what we can to encourage it in our lives, it will lead us to glory in the next life. So some might ask, why be humble? Well, that's why. We want to be humble because, as the first reading says, humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. We want to seek humility because we want to seek salvation. When we approach our God and we approach others with humility, we realize that God is the author of all life. Not us, that He is the author of life, and that He is far greater than we are. It's interesting, too, when you look at the second reading, it offers a comparison between what we can touch in this world, what we see and touch in this world, and what we are striving towards in the next. In the reading, it shows us, or tells us, that we are not striving for the gloomy and despair that we see, gloominess and despair that we see in this life, but instead we are seeking the joy and glory of Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We are not seeking gloom and despair, we are seeking joy and glory, and we find that when we approach our Lord with humility, that if we are humble in this life, we will enter into the new Jerusalem in the next. So may we seek to live that humility towards our God and towards others, and seek to enter that new Jerusalem.